B-Pod Studios.
Football Friday, playoff edition. We got to kick it off.
Wow.
Bring it live. 610-771-9751. Everybody's juiced up for playoff football. The regular season went by like a blink of an eye, right? But it's the playoffs now.
It's back.
Yeah. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And let's get right to the business, Andrew. Let's see what we got today. That's what you've been looking for on the phone line.
Yeah, baby. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I want. Do you hear that, brother? As we are here at Parks Casino, which is awesome, and the sports book's outrageous, opens live next Thursday at 1
p.m.
I got a friend of mine who's from Chicago, and my friend who's from Chicago is listening to that. He actually might be going to the game Sunday, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my buddy.
So you want to send, like, audio capsule out to Chicago to scare their fans?
Yes.
That's what you send, right?
Yeah.
What's next?
Finally, the Eagles are back in the playoffs, and we have everybody running scared. First, we're going to take down the Bears, just like in 2001. Then we're going to make Kamara eat his words. And in the NFC Championship, who are we going to play? It doesn't matter who we're going to play, because the Eagles are going to be Super Bowl champions again. Eagles.
Ooh, that's the library edition of the Eagle Chant.
So it's good, though, because it's at work. I mean, you got it done. Yeah. I don't mind the library edition.
And he had a nice, I liked his, like, storyline of these playoffs. You know, you're going to take care of the Bears, like that 0-1 season when Hugh Douglas separated the shoulder of Jim Miller. And then you're going to shut up that big mouth Kamara. And then it doesn't matter who you play in the championship game, whether it's the Rams or Seattle, maybe.
Yeah, baby.
How about that if it was Seattle? That's a long shot, but you'll take it.
Sure.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Sure.
I'd take it anything. What's next?
Over the horizon stands a man. He's known as the fastest gunslinger in the East. He stands next to his Clydesdale because they haven't quite built a saddle that'll suit this man. Are you ready to get in a gun stand with this man? He fears no man. He's Big Bulge Foles. Well, that's what they call him around these parts. You know he's got a built-in kickstand.
What up?
Big Bulge Foles. I like that
better. In the battle of the bulge, you know who's going to win.
The man's got a kickstand. Let's take a live call. Let's go to Jim on the live.
That's hysterical.
Jim in Washington Township on the live line. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, guys? We got playoff football. I am riled up about all this. What are we going to do with Foles and Wentz? None of that matters. We got Foles. We got the Bears. We are going to rip them up. I'm tired of hearing about you got moron callers talking about the draft and can they trade Foles. People have been really idiotic this week. We are in the playoffs. We got the magic man. We are going to New Orleans. So if the Bears are an afterthought, let's bring on Drew Brees because we would have beat him last year too. Let's go, Birds. Eagles.
I love it.
You got the overmodulation on the chant. You went so hard.
I love it.
You blow out when you blow out an O-ring on the chant, that's great.
I'm proud of calling today, though. Because we didn't have any of the Wentz Foles.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have none of that stuff.
That's the stuff that doesn't matter right now.
That's right.
Like that caller said, we got a playoff game. Everybody's staying focused today. Keeping their eye on the prize, the weekly prize, and that's the Bears this week. What's next?
Anthony. It's Nick. Nick Ball.
What's up, Nick?
I'm going to go into Soldier Field, and I'm going to do a whole lot of how y'all doing.
How's everyone doing?
Making some noise, man.
Let's make some noise, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Let's make some noise. You know why, because I can.
Because I can.
I love it.
The Revenant music for Foles.
Thanks, Nick.
Doesn't exactly match.
It doesn't, but guess what?
The message does.
You said earlier, would you compare him to?
Who, Nick Foles?
Yeah, who'd you say? Because I agreed with it. It's one of the great westerns.
I can't remember.
Doc Halliday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the other day.
Not Halliday, Halliday.
Yeah. I'm your Huckleberry.
Right.
I'm your Huckleberry. Come on. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I could see him saying that.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Yeah. I'm your Huckleberry. Let's take a live call. Let's go to Bob and Conchi on the live line. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So usually I don't care about this kind of stuff, but the fact that Zach Ertz isn't an all-pro is an absolute violation.
Yeah, man. I don't know how that... How do you break the record for receptions for a tight end and not be an all-pro?
Well, who was the all-pro tight end?
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess maybe they're factoring in the blocking thing. Like, maybe he's not a blocking tight end and a receiving tight end, but it doesn't make sense to me at all.
It's outrageous. It's completely outrageous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. When you have a record-setting year,
yeah,
you got to get the all-pro tag.
For the position, right.
Yeah.
For the position. No, I agree with you, Bob.
Well, not only that, but he not only broke the record by Whitney, he also broke or tied Tony Gonzalez's record of games over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Bob's right. I mean, that's crazy.
That's weak. That's weak of whoever didn't allow him to get the designated tag for that, to be the all-pro. So who got it? Did Travis Kelce get it?
I just saw he didn't get it. I didn't see who got it.
Oh, okay. What's next?
Watching the replay of the Eagles-Cowboys game, and that call on offensive pass interference on Dallas Goedert is still poor shit. It's crap to this day. I don't know if I'm going to get over that if the Eagles don't win this game.
Now you got to let it go. You got to move on. You're letting the past bog you down, friend. Can't do that, right, Ant?
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's Dallas. They had the refs in their pocket in Jarrah's world.
I'm worried about this guy.
Are you? You worried
Corrente.
About it? Tony Corrente?
Well, we went over at thezebras.com.
Yeah. 2-8 when he refs.
And he's a home cooker.
Yeah. I think in the last 10, it was 7-3 for the home team.
He's a home cooker.
For Tony Corrente.
Kelce got the first team, but it was Greg Kittle from San Francisco who got the second team.
Ah, that's ridiculous.
Hey, Anthony, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you were in Chicago, are they good trash talkers?
Is Chicago sports fans?
Yeah.
Nah, the Midwest.
Yeah, because I just got a phone call. Some guy just called in and goes, "My name's Mike. I'm a Bears fan. Go Bears!" And he hung up, and that was all he brought to the table.
That's weak.
It's making me feel better about the Eagles' chances this weekend.
But that's just the Midwest. They're nice people.
Yeah.
They're nice people. They don't have the acerbic wit that we have here.
Yeah, we're sharp too, right? We'll get nasty. We talk about your sister. Everybody. Nobody's off limits with our fan base. Nick's going to be like, "Is that all you got, man? Come on. I'm your Huckleberry." That's all you're going to say? What's next?
Because having one hell of a morning. I'm in Wawa. A guy's pulling off the boulevard. I'm like 50 yards away. I see him pulling into the parking lot. I'm backing out. He comes flying by me, beeping. So I followed him, went around, gave him a piece of my mind, and that's the kind of day I'm having. I will try to call you later, buddy. How you doing, Jason?
What?
My man. Eric from Trenton, baby. It's a big Eagle man.
I just pulled out of Wawa. What's the world? What Trenton makes the world takes? I had sugar packets in my coffee, and I really chased him down. That was a really interesting call. Said no one ever. What's next?
Oh, the Flyers. They will find new ways to kick you in the balls. All I gotta say is this Flyers team is doing that. Loose for Hughes, baby. Loose for Hughes.
Yes, loose for Hughes. I'm on board
with
that.
Bring out the tanks.
Bring out the tanks. I'm in. Bring out the tanks.
You don't need to, try and lose. You're just losing organically.
They were down 4-0 last night.
Yeah. Hard.
And then they came back. They scored three goals in the third period to make a 4-3.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes. And then gave up another one. By the way, Neuber wasn't on the ice today for practice. And they claimed a goalie off waivers. A sixth one, Anthony. They've claimed another goaltender. Can you believe it? At this point, I may get the call. His name is Mike McKenna. They claimed him off waivers from the Canucks, who got him via the Ottawa Senators the other day. So now there's another goalie in the mix. At this point, I might get a game in this year. It could happen.
Yes.
What's next?
I'm sick of all this bear down crap. Bear down this, bear down that. How about some eagle up?
Turns up, baby. Eagles.
That was a good Eagle chant.
That's a great chant.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's good stuff.
That's a great chant.
Great stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, hit the Brant line over the weekend, and we want to hear this thing humming. 610-771-9751. That is the number to leave your messages. Andrew will go through them Monday morning, and he will find the best of the best. And hopefully the calls come Monday, Ant, are all in celebration.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.